KSA News. I'm Dave Collins. Authorities in East Texas are in a standoff with an armed man outside of a hospital. KCEN-TV reporting officers are in the parking lot of the Limestone Medical Center in Grosbeck, where the man is threatening to kill himself. The outlet says the man was on trial today, drove to the hospital during the lunch break, told his attorney that he was suicidal. A mall in Memphis, Tennessee is being evacuated after reports of a shooting. It's happening right now at Wolf Chase Galleria Mall, where there's a heavy police presence. People are being asked to stay out of the area. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will fight a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's alleged attempt to overturn the 2020 election.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned into court to testify about the president with whom they served. And I think to do so by subpoena would undermine the relationship between the president and the vice president for generations.
Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown is calling on Governor Mike DeWine to declare the recent train derailment in East Palestine a disaster. In a letter to the governor, Brown says he remains concerned about the hazardous materials in the air and the long-term health impacts this will have on residents. The White House is dismissing questions about the president's age.
So I don't know, maybe they've forgotten, maybe they're forgetting the wins that this president has had over the last couple of years, but I'm happy to remind them anytime.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre also noted Democrats' surprisingly good performance during the midterm election. Her remarks, though, come as Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley called for mental competency tests for candidates over the age of 75.
I do think we need it, and it's across the board. I don't think it's for president. I think you look at Congress. When people send someone to Washington, they need to know they're at the top of their game.
This is USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Ford has stopped production and shipments of its electric pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning. Ford's pausing production while it investigates a potential problem with the pickup's battery pack. Faults in high-voltage automotive batteries can cause overheating and start intense fires that can take hours to put out. Two Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office deputies are being suspended in connection with the death of Tyree Nichols. Deputies Jeremy Watkins and John Tavias Bowers face a 5-day suspension each without pay after an investigation found they violated a number of regulations during the traffic stop which led to Nichols' death. Among the violations were not having their body-worn camera in record mode. The Buffalo supermarket shooter's trial is very important. That's according to the relative of a man who survived the shooting.
But I believe a trial will put domestic terrorism on trial, right? It'll put racism on trial. You know, we trust the U.S. attorney. We trust his judgment.
Zanetta Everhart said the process is daunting but worth it to put it in the history books. Her son, Zaire Goodman, is a grocery store worker who survived. She noted that black history is rarely taught adequately in schools, and she wants this trial to get Americans to reflect on what the country's values are. Less than 30% of Americans say they're satisfied with immigration levels in the U.S. That's the lowest level in a decade, according to a new Gallup survey. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.